The federal government claims its crackdown on the disability support pension is working, with 8,000 people kicked off the payment in the final half of last year. On top of that, the number of first-time applicants being rejected for the DSP has risen dramatically. The Social Services Minister, Christian Porter, expects those measures will save $1.2 billion. But disability advocates are worried the government has gone too far. Angela Lavoie-Pierre reports.
More than 800,000 Australians rely on the Disability Support Pension, which pays recipients a maximum of $788 per fortnight. Consecutive federal governments have been working to get that number down, and now the Coalition is claiming it's had some success. The Social Services Minister, Christian Porter.
That represented a quite astonishing figure of about 1 in 20 people of working age in Australia. Now, the view that we took was that that was not particularly sustainable in terms of the growth in the system, and it was jeopardising the ability of the government, through the goodwill of the taxpayer, to support people with genuine disabilities who genuinely couldn't work, therefore genuinely needed the payment.
In order to bring the figures down, the government tightened the rules, reviewing DSP recipients under 35 and introducing a rule that all new applicants must be approved by a Commonwealth doctor.
What that did ultimately was decrease the number of people, both in terms of those who were coming onto the system, but we also identified a whole range of people who were on DSP who on medical basis just shouldn't have been there.
More than 8,000 people were kicked off the disability support pension in the final half of last year. That's about 1 in 7 young people who are claiming the payment. Mary Mallett from the Disability Advocacy Network Australia warns those cut off from the DSP may not have gone back to work.
Some of them, it's likely, will have moved from the DSP onto Newstart. That's a huge difference in income. So those people still have some kind of disability, but they have to survive on a really, really low income. So basically what it does for the people who don't find work, it puts them immediately into poverty.
Christian Porter says it's the first time the number of people on the DSP has dropped, and it'll save the budget more than $1 billion.
It's those kinds of savings that are creating room for us to help make the funding gap for the NDIS possible.
The government is staring down a $5.2 billion funding gap in the NDIS. Christian Porter insists the government is committed to meeting that.
The NDIS is the first dollar that has to be spent by government, and that is just a watertight commitment from the government, so it will be delivered.
Mary Mallett from the Disability Advocacy Network supports strong guidelines to determine who's eligible for the DSP. But she's not convinced that a crackdown is the best way to get people back to work.
Rather than just use the stick rather than the carrot, chopping people off their welfare income support, it's not necessarily a long-term solution if there aren't jobs for those people. Some of them will end up on a lower level of welfare payment. That may make it even harder for them to find a job.
Mary Mallett is concerned that rushing people off the DSP without a job to go to could leave some with a legitimate disability living in poverty.
There are people who will genuinely, who deserve and are entitled to be on the DSP. If they're found to be not eligible, and they don't, you know, understand the appeals process or know how to work their way through it, really, they are just condemned to poverty, in effect.
Mary Mallett from the Disability Advocacy Network Australia, ending that report from Angela Lavoie-Pierre.